Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Isaiah foretold the birth of the coming king of Israel about 700 years before Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Isaiah is commonly called the Messianic prophet because there are so many references in his prophecy about Jesus. One passage is found in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, and the prophet wrote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." He goes on to share references of Jesus as he shares his prophecy, but we will share from the various descriptions that Isaiah gives of our Savior. Today, we will discuss how Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I am sure that many of the Jews believed that when this promised Messiah came, he would be the king who would lead them into victory over their enemies, and the time of Roman oppressors would be ended. They looked to be free from their service to Rome and to that pagan government. The people of Israel placed their hope on the coming Messiah to give them peace through great military victories. This descendant of David would reign upon his throne once again in Jerusalem, and the promised land would be ruled under God's appointed ruler once again. To accept Jesus as their king and Messiah would be to accept someone who would not and did not lead God's people to victory over their enemies. or to give them back the land of Canaan and their freedom. How then were they to have peace? How could this teacher and miracle worker, this Jesus of Nazareth, give them peace unless he used his power to defeat Israel's enemies? We know that Jesus could have done anything he wanted to stop Roman occupation of Israel's homeland. He could have replaced any ruler and authority by his own power. If the winds and waves obey his will, the demons yield to his command, and the powers of death and the grave submit to his authority, then there is no human power that could withstand him. But Jesus did not come to bring peace on earth through conquering governments. We recall the words that were sung by the heavenly host the night Jesus was born. The shepherds heard the song of this angelic choir, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." The peace that Jesus would bring to the world would be a peace that comes to mankind through the renewal of one's heart and the changing of the mind. Jesus would bring peace to the inner man through the cleansing of the soul from its guilt and condemnation of sin. The Lord's favor will rest upon anyone who comes to him. Jesus invites everyone to come to him and to find rest for their souls. Listen to Jesus. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus came to change our hearts, and by changing our hearts, there is an inner peace that cannot be understood in material or fleshly ways. It is a spiritual condition. To join ourselves to Jesus is to arm ourselves with spiritual weapons that will defeat the work of the devil. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The warfare is a spiritual one. We put on the armor of God to overcome the destructive influence of Satan in our lives. Peace comes when instead of lying, the truth is told. A calm is created when the unfaithful person stops cheating and becomes loyal to the promises once made. Inner peace is to be found when Jesus cleanses all the past sins away through one's obedience to the gospel. We bow down and confess our need for salvation. We confess our faith in the power of Christ's blood to free us from the guilt of our sins. We are not only sorrowful for our past sins that dishonor the God who gave us life. We are ready to turn away from any practice that does not glorify our Heavenly Father. With a humble heart, we surrender to the obedience of baptism, whereby we call upon the name of Jesus for a clear conscience. The promise is made that our sins are forgiven. What a wonderful peace comes from such a priceless gift of grace and mercy. By walking daily under the leadership of Jesus, our pathway is always governed in righteousness. We have the promise from God that if we sin while we walk in the light of God, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Such peace is available to sinners. Peace in this world can be greatly expanded by bringing every heart into his will. The divine will of God sets mankind on the same path. Jesus brings peace between friends by turning their hearts toward the same principles of right and wrong. Jesus brings peace into a marriage when both the husband and wife love the Lord and that love is brought into their relationship. A peace can be secured for parents and children if Jesus occupies the hearts of each person. He will teach us to respect one another and pray for one another. He teaches us to show compassion for each other in our love for one another. If that is taking place in our heart and mind, there is no issue that cannot be resolved. The winds and the waves were tossing the fishing boat to such a degree that the experienced fishermen believed that they were about to drown. Jesus, awakened by these fearful men, stood up and spoke to the storm. Immediately the wind ceased blowing, and the water became calm. That is what the Lord of heaven and earth can do for all of us. He is the Prince of Peace. Have you invited Jesus to bring His peace into your life? He has already invited you to receive all the blessings of His peace. Today, we encourage you to find the everlasting peace that only Jesus can give you. All the peace offered in and by this world is fleeting at best. Jesus is able to provide us with a peace that transcends this world, giving us an everlasting hope. It is our prayer that you have this peace.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM, in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.